So, Elizabeth, so you've been involved in the UW's Rome Center and their study abroad program. Can you talk about your history with that and what that's all about?
That was actually my entree into poetry in that program as a student. So it was really special to go back as a teacher this time. And the program is based on this idea that writing a lot is the best way to learn. So every single day you go to a site and everybody shows up. There's a little talk and then you're set free with a prompt. And you work on the prompt, and then around 5 o'clock, we meet back in the classrooms and share whatever we came up with. So there's this imperative to write something and to not obsess over doing it perfectly, mm-hmm. and just to practice. Mm-hmm. So that's one big element. And the other is, as Rick Kenny says, who started that particular iteration of the program, keep your pencil on the city. Look, listen. That's kind of the teaching of the program, and that can be hard for students at first who might be used to writing a love poem or...
An occasional poem,
right. Yeah. And also Rome itself is so overwhelming that your senses are really what help you ground yourself there. You sort of need them in a survivalist way. Yeah.
The UW has a Rome Center, mm-hmm. and is that used year-round or just for people going in the summer?
It's a beautiful, actually, old palace that UW and a couple other colleges use, and there are all different kinds of programs. So there's an architecture, there's fine art, there's art history, and UW uses it for various courses, but...
All year.
Yeah, so all year, but that particular creative writing program doesn't necessarily happen all year.
Right.
Yeah.
And Thomas, you tagged along this last time.
My daughter and I, yes.
Oh, your daughter and you, that's right.
We took all the classes and all did all the wandering and all the arguing and all the eating and all the... Well, I have to say it, drinking of wine.
But she didn't do that.
She did not do that. Though she was offered a glass once in a while as an 11-year-old at the time.
Yes.
She rejected it.
She did.
She was horrified.
With a raised eyebrow from me.
I see. I see. I remember playing Connect Four with my daughter, Rebecca, when she was about 11 or 12. And I was drinking, and she couldn't beat me until the beer started kicking in. It was a good lesson in what alcohol does to your brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Connect Four.
Connect Four, exactly.